As we heard at the top of the hour, 14-year-old Malala Yousafzai, the Pakistani schoolgirl shot in the head by the Taliban, will receive specialist medical and psychological treatment in Britain. Nasima Rahmani is a law graduate and Afghan human rights defender. She came to Australia in 2006 as the first Afghan peace scholar, having graduated in law from Kabul University. She's now back in Kabul, where she's the director of the Women's Empowerment Centre at Gawarshed Institute of Higher Education. I spoke with Nasima earlier in the breakfast studio.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Good to see you. A Pakistani schoolgirl at the moment is fighting for her life after being shot in the head by the Taliban because she was campaigning for education rights in the Swat Valley. She was only 14. 11 years on in Afghanistan. How concerning is that news for you and your colleagues?
Well, it's very sad to hear that, and it's very concerning. Similar situation happens in Afghanistan. Many women are killed, schoolgirls are poisoned. They throw acid on the face of the girls who go to school, and Taliban commit many crimes to prevent women going to school in Afghanistan. One of my colleagues was shot in front of her children and her husband in her home.
How would you describe life for women today in Afghanistan? Have there been any improvements over the last 10 years?
If I compare the situation with the years of Taliban and before that, there are tremendous improvements in the women's life because they are back to work, they are back to education, there are many other opportunities. One example can be, you know, my own status. I'm sitting here talking to you now. Well, during the years of Taliban, I was not even allowed to go out of home. But it's unfortunate to say that most of the opportunities are available to the women living in the big cities, and the vast majority, the illiterate women, those in the very remote, insecure areas are still deprived of their basic rights.
This is Nasima Rahmani, an Afghan scholar who is here in Australia at the moment, but has survived years of oppressive Taliban rule. Nasima, it's those remote areas, it's the regional areas of Afghanistan, in a sense, where women need education, need access to education, and girls need access to education, and paradoxically, that's the hardest place for them to obtain it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's difficult to reach them as well because of the security issues of provinces like Helmand, Uruzgan, you know, Kandahar. In these areas, we don't have many girls attending schools, and it's very unfortunate.
What will happen if a girl expresses a desire to go to school in those areas?
Well, families would feel, you know, scared because of Taliban in those areas. Like in Kandahar, they contaminate water with the poison, or they burn schools. Even families would not feel secure to do that, would not be happy to send their daughters to school. So there is desire, but people are scared.
What do you think will happen after the NATO troops withdraw in 2014? Are the Taliban rapidly going to return to power?
I personally myself will be very unhappy to see the international forces leave Afghanistan. I'm very much unhappy about it, but there are many aspects of the issue. You know, the civilian, the casualties are increased, many explosions and, you know, suicide bombings are very much increased, and Taliban are getting more sophisticated in attacking, you know, people in big gatherings and everywhere, in the mosque, in the school, on the street. So
what would happen?
So this might be a little decreased if the NATO troops go out of Afghanistan, but at the same time, there is a chaotic situation, the chaos that will happen.
What will happen to you, Nasima Rahmani, if the Taliban were in control again in Afghanistan? You're an educated woman. You've set up a center at a university in Kabul. What would happen to you?
I hope never, ever Taliban would take over and come to control. I hope it doesn't happen, but I think they will kill me. They will
really?
Kill me for being outspoken, you know, traveling a lot out of the country, working for gender and all these issues. I hope something like that never happens in Afghanistan again. And if that is the case, I would prefer to die in one of these, you know, suicide attacks, explosions before they arrive.
Tell me something about your life, Nasima. Nasima Rahman is my guest, an Afghan woman who's been educated here in Sydney at the UTS, where she did a master's in law. How long did it take you to get a law degree in Kabul?
It's a long story. Because of the civil war in Afghanistan, it took me 12 years. Also, my education was delayed for 3 years during the school. I work very hard, do my best to achieve as much as possible.
Well, the best of luck to you, Nasima. You're a brave woman and some very uncertain times ahead.
Thank you very much.
Nasima Rahmani. She's the director of the Women's Empowerment Centre at the Gawashad Institute of Higher Education in Kabul in Afghanistan. And Nasima is in Australia this week to receive an award for excellence from the University of Technology. 26 and a half past six.